Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. It's time to wake up and plant the roses. Roses are one of the most common gardening shrubs used throughout the world. The Chinese have been growing these and breeding roses for over 5,000 years. This breeding practice has led to many, many new cultivars, interesting colors, flower habits, and shrub sizes and forms. But when purchasing roses at the nursery, which ones are the best for you? First, there's the hybrid tea. These are long-stem flowers that are highly centered on the shrub. Hybrid teas usually consist of one flower per stem, and they bloom on upright, rather narrow plants. The flowers tend to come in flushes roughly every 6 weeks or so during the growing season. The hybrid tea is the classic cut flower rose, the kind you might see in a bouquet. The Floribunda roses are a shrubby rose with large clusters of flowers and have more continuous blooming throughout the growing season rather than flushes. The growing habit is bushier and more full than the hybrid teas. Floribunda roses are typically hardier than the hybrid teas as well. Next is the Grandiflora roses. This type of rose is a very tall and vigorous rose that produces flowers either singularly or in clusters. They are very similar to the hybrid teas, except that they grow much larger. If you're looking for a rose that has smaller flowers but in large clusters and has more compact growth habit, you may consider planting a polyantha rose. One of the largest groups of roses are the shrub roses. This group of roses varies widely in height and habit. Shrub roses also include the very popular English roses by David Austin. Miniature roses, sometimes called mini roses, are a scaled-down version of a large modern garden rose. These roses range in height from 6 inches to 2 feet tall. Their leaves and flowers are proportionally diminutive. These types of roses make excellent patio plants. And lastly are the climbers. This is a group of mixed roses with long arching canes that can be trained on a support structure such as an arbor, a fence, a trellis, or even a wall. Some climbing roses are even bred to have repeating flowers throughout the growing season. When you go to your nursery to pick out one of these many types of roses, there are a few guidelines that you want to consider before purchasing. First, you want to buy the highest quality rose bush available, regardless of the type of cultivar that you're looking for. When choosing a rose bush, the best shrub will be those with 3 to 5 canes positioned in an open type growth habit. Avoid any roses that have signs of damage, disease, or insects on the canes or on the foliage as well, even if you're offered a discount. You don't want to pay money for someone else's problem. The best time to plant roses is in late winter to early spring, but roses can be planted all the way through the month of May and still have great establishment. But do avoid planting roses anytime between June and November, as this is the hottest time of the year and will lead to a poor establishment and possibly death of that rose. It is important to understand the right location for roses. For roses to perform at their peak, they must have 6 to 8 hours of direct sunlight. If the shrub were to receive any shade, it should be shade from the afternoon sun, as this is the hottest part of the day. Roses should be planted in a well-drained soil, most times in raised beds or containers, to ensure the drainage will be sufficient. As with any plant being recommended to you by the LSU Ag Center, we always recommend to get your soil tested. The pH of your soil for roses should be between 6 and 6.5. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at WRKF.org.